This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers has been found mentally competent to proceed to trial. Public defenders say their client has shown signs of schizophrenia. He's 24 and has been in the hospital and forcibly medicated since the shooting in 2021. Now state evaluators say he can stand trial. The case has a hearing in Boulder next week. A new study found 16 office buildings in Denver that are good fits to be converted into thousands of apartment units. The pandemic has lowered commercial real estate value. Now city leaders see converting commercial buildings as a way to help with a housing shortage. The city's Jennifer Ramsey says conversion could transform Denver's downtown.
The push for this in general is actually part of a larger effort. The city is looking at this as an opportunity, really, to take the central business district to a central neighborhood district.
Denver is running a pilot program to help developers look at converting their buildings. A former Denver Broncos linebacker is a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Randy Gradishar played 10 seasons with the Broncos and never missed a game. He helped the team reach its first ever Super Bowl in 1977 and was named an All-Pro 6 times. He retired in the early 80s. If Gradishar gets elected to the Hall, he'd join a host of other former Broncos to win the honor, including John Elway, Terrell Davis, Champ Bailey, Steve Atwater, and former Broncos owner Pat Bullen. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Another Hall of Famer, a Longmont woman, is the newest member of the National Senior Softball Hall of Fame. The Longmont Times-Call reports 79-year-old Penny Adams is the newest inductee, receiving a plaque and a commemorative ring. Adams has played in more than 100 senior softball tournaments. She'll compete this fall at the Huntsman World Senior Games in Utah. Along the Front Range today, mostly sunny, highs near 90, then some rain tomorrow and cooler temperatures Friday and Saturday. Metro area highs will be in the 70s tomorrow. In Vail, a chance for rain this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s with more mountain rain on Friday. This is CPR News.